The first recreational marijuana retailer in Northern Berkshire County opened today. A small storefront at 238 Main Street in Williamstown made history for the area as Silver Therapeutics CFO Brendan McKee opened the doors at 10 a.m. A handful of customers were ready.
How you doing? Welcome. I'm Brendan McKee. Nice to meet you. I just need you to present ID at the scanner and then you're good.
Silver Therapeutics, with its staff of around 15, is the fourth in the county since stores began to open in January.
We reached out to many communities when we were getting started as we were trying to figure out where we wanted to be. We knew we wanted to be in Northern Berkshires, and we were looking for a community that wanted us here as well.
CEO Joshua Silver. He says they found a good partner in Williamstown.
This was a town that, among like most in Berkshire County, strongly supported the referendum several years ago. And when the first pass to consider whether we wanted to restrict uses came up, there was a desire to zone for it but not restrict. So we didn't have a moratorium on it.
Town manager Jason Hotch. He says the town's relationship with Silver Therapeutics is straightforward.
Well, this was interesting because we put this host community agreement together in February. I was just looking this up earlier today. In February of 2018, it was early. There weren't a lot of models yet. So we were kind of cobbling together a few best practices.
Williamstown collects three fees from the store. One of them is a 3% sales tax that comes from everything the state taxes at the store, which then goes into an unrestricted municipal fund. Another one comes from 3% of the store's gross annual revenue, which goes towards a restricted fund for administrative costs associated with the store.
It's an interesting part of this industry relative to most other industries in town, and no other place do we get a direct fee like that. You know, we charge flat fees for liquor licenses and those sort of things, but in no other place are we kind of a participant in the viability of the business that way.
The last involves Silver Therapeutics making a donation to a drug abuse nonprofit decided upon by the company, town officials, and the chief of police.
Last fall, we took two phone calls in a week of people reporting their pot plants stolen out of their gardens. I never thought in my lifetime as a police officer we would receive a call reporting pot plants were stolen. So, yeah, it's different.
That's Williamstown Police Chief Kyle Johnson. He's led the town's 12 full-time officers for the past 15 years and has been on the force since 1992. Other than providing extra officers to Silver Therapeutics for the first few days of its operation and checking to make sure its security system is running, Johnson says he's not worried.
The measures put in place for IDs and 21 and up at Silver Therapeutics, I don't have any concerns. I mean, again, they're highly regulated and they're going to do their job well.
CFO McKee broke down the system customers will encounter at the store.
Upon entry, we of course validate that you're of age via our ID scanner. You're then let into the retail area, upon which you are then asked to see your ID again. So it's essentially a double proof system. And then we work with you guys.
The first person to legally buy recreational marijuana in Williamstown was Cynthia D. Payne.
I'm on the boards of a lot of organizations here and volunteer a lot of organizations. And there's still mixed feelings with some people. You know, they still equate it with, you know, the gateway drug to heroin, you know, kind of thing.
The 30-year town resident opted for an edible, walking out with a $42 THC-infused milk chocolate bar.
Chocolate and THC, it's the way to a woman's heart.
The other stores in Silver Therapeutics strip mall, Colonial Plaza, on Route 2 just east of town, welcome its presence.
I think it means a lot for the whole community. A lot of the tax money is going to come to go back to the community.
Sanjay Sharma is the owner of the Gold Leaf convenience store, Silver Therapeutics' next-door neighbor.
More foot traffic is good for every business. We have a couple of new restaurants in this neighborhood. We opened last year. There was not a single store open besides my store. And I didn't even know the shop coming next door to me. So it's looking good now.
Silver Therapeutics is working on its own cultivation site in Orange, Massachusetts, and has plans to open dispensaries there and in Greenfield. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.